Sri Lanka is about to become the first country in the world to get universal internet access via a new high-altitude balloon project. Project Loon, as it's known, is a Google project for a network of helium-filled balloons floating in the stratosphere, designed to connect people in rural and remote areas to the internet. It's been trialled in outback Australia and over Indonesia. Now Sri Lanka will become the first country to achieve full national high-speed internet coverage using the scheme. Eventually, Google wants balloon-powered internet for everybody. Linda Lopresti reports.
Google Loon has entered Sri Lanka airspace.
1, 2, 3. There she goes.
The Loon project uses high-altitude balloons in the stratosphere at an altitude of about 18 kilometres to create an aerial wireless 4G network. The balloons relay wireless traffic from cell phones and other devices back to the global internet using high-speed links. Richard Duvall is the Loon project's chief technical architect.
Balloon-powered internet may sound crazy, and at some level it kind of is, but sometimes if you want to make a huge big leap, you have to try something crazy.
One of three Google balloons is now high above southern Sri Lanka, where it's being tested for high-speed internet. Once it's up and running, Sri Lankans will be able to access the internet wherever they are in the country. It's a project long in the making. Last year, Colombo partnered with Google to ensure that Sri Lanka became the first country in the world to get universal internet access via the high-altitude balloons. Harin Fernando is Sri Lanka's Minister for Telecommunications and Digital Infrastructure.
Sri Lanka is one of the countries that we're very open to innovations. And when Google was trying out the loan, they consulted us whether we were interested in sorting out the loan project, and which we wanted to really initiate the project as well. And for a country like Sri Lanka, we are in a moment of moving into the next era of digitization, and we wanted our country to be completely covered with full connectivity. Right now, Sri Lanka already has about 85% being covered, but with the minimum of bandwidth and as well as the speeds. So we thought we would want to be a part of this innovation and try out this as the first country in the world to connect the whole country.
Can you briefly explain how the balloon project works?
Well, a lifespan of a balloon is about 180 days. It flies over 75,000 feet. It takes about 13 days to go around the world. So what happens is there are transponders on the balloon, so it will transpond with the local towers, and they will have transponders on the ground as well. So what happens is the balloon will go around the world, and while they were passing the airspace of the different countries, it will transpond with the relevant countries and with the operators. So when it comes to Sri Lanka, it's the band that will go around would be, for an example, with Brazil, Indonesia, that is the band that they will be circulating around. That's how the technology works from the Google side of the story as well.
So once the balloons are operating, what will it mean for Sri Lankans?
Well, this is a revolution, you know. We're very excited about this whole prospect because the capex cost of the telco operators is going to be very much less. The existing telcos would not have to really invest on putting up more base stations. They would be able to use the current Google balloons and the Google Loon project, and they can pay them as what for them will be using. So that will be a very big advantage for them, and they can use that money that they have allocated for improving their base stations or to expand their services into more innovations so that the customers will benefit moreover. So we're very excited. Sri Lanka being a very small population of 20 million people and a very high literacy rate, so we want to open doors up to innovation. So I think this is a very good initiative to take it further.
And I expect there'll be a flow-on effect for businesses who'll be able to operate with high-speed internet access.
Absolutely, absolutely. Sri Lanka already has the ground networks. We have a CMV5 cable, which is a landing point in Sri Lanka. We have one-third of the country already covered. Within 2 years of the time, we expect to finish the whole country fiber optic converted. So each house will have fiber optic, which is the fastest internet connection. So Sri Lanka is looking at being the Asian country which will have be fully connected in this region and has been the fastest as well and cheapest.
One of the three Google balloons is now high above Sri Lanka where it's being tested yes. for high-speed internet. So how quickly do you expect that the trial will last before the full internet service is rolled out across Sri Lanka?
Well, the whole intention of Google is two-thirds of the population in the world does not have internet connectivity. The norm of the world is 10% increase or 10% usage of internet gives you a 1.2% GDP growth. So therefore, the whole intention of Google is to make sure that they connect the world into the internet. And I would see the current testing has to be really taken time and give it the best testing period. So we have given 1 year's period. So what they would do is they will land one balloon. And again, we will send from one of our base airports in Ratnalana another one sending up into the air and see how it works.
So by this time next year, Sri Lanka will be fully covered internet access-wise.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And faster as well, cheaper as well.
Seems a little fragile to me. Harin Fernando, Sri Lanka's Minister for Telecommunications and Digital Infrastructure, speaking with Linda Lopresti.